History professor Raymond Gavins passed away last week. Gavins was born in Atlanta and became a pioneer many times over. He was the first African-American to earn a Ph.D. from the University of Virginia and the first to join the faculty at Duke University's History Department. Here's Professor Crystal Sanders of Penn State.
He nurtured four generations of African-American historians who went on to become professors because of his mentorship. So not only do we owe a lot to him in the sense of creating a pipeline of scholars of color, but he also helped change narratives of how we understand American history.
About his time at Duke, Gavin said, quote, "I knew that I would get stares, isolation, loneliness. Not everyone talked to me. There were a few people that did. What I recalled was certainly being alone a lot," unquote. But there would come a time when thousands would talk to him. He helped create Duke's Oral History Department, and in the early 1990s, he launched his signature project called Behind the Veil. His team conducted more than 1,300 interviews with blacks in the South who remembered the days of Jim Crow.
He was passionate about the unknown heroes, the people whose names you didn't know, the communities that where things took place that never made it to the normal or the usual stories of the civil rights movement.
That's Matthew Countryman. He was a student of Gavin's and now teaches at the University of Michigan.
That was the passion that he brought to all of us, was that determination to uncover those stories, to tell the stories accurately and evocatively, and to take seriously the lives and the work of people who normally don't get paid attention to in the history books.
Behind the Veil asked hundreds of blacks about how they defined American citizenship and whether the promises of the civil rights movement had been realized. Here's Jerrell Porty Watkins. She taught school in Albany, Georgia for 31 years, and she was 62 at the time of this interview in 1994.
It's no secret. Everybody knows that we are behind. You know, there are many reasons why we are behind, because in the first place, we didn't have the facilities. You know, way back even before the integrated, we didn't have the facilities that we needed. So as the years passed and when time came that we should have been up there where the whites are, we're just not there.
And here's Samuel B. Wells. He was born in 1916 in Leesburg, Georgia, and he was 78 when he was interviewed and fiercely proud of his service in World War II.
They sent the 25th Infantry over there, black boys. Black boys, black soldiers, turned the tides. Right after that, they broke up the 25th. Too much power, too much power. In World War II, we flew airplanes. We could fly through a needle's eye.
Wells also talked honestly about the racism in the 20th century South.
I remember police came out there one day, and we were coming up to the car and opening the door and talked with the person in there, you know. And the police came. He said, "Don't y'all know y'all can't beat the power structure?" That's right. He didn't say nothing about whether we were right or wrong. He just said we couldn't beat them.
These voices and hundreds of others would have been lost to time if not for Raymond Gavins. He spoke about his work on the show Talking History in 2004.
They were not just one-dimensional historical characters who were oppressed. They were also challenging power to become fairer and more democratic. Martin Luther King Jr. came out of this tradition. Mm-hmm. We don't get a king without the institutions like Morehouse and those colleges and universities and churches that were so important.
Raymond Gavins published 77 scholarly articles, chapters, and essays. He wrote two books, and the latest was just released in February. It's called The Cambridge Guide to African American History. His former student, Matthew Countryman, says the professor never really sought the spotlight. He just continued his work, doggedly determined, year after year.
In retrospect, I look back, and I don't think I understood this at the time, was such a quiet soldier for a different kind of nation, a different kind of South, a new South in which the commitment to racial equality was part of everything we did. Working for a new South, for new kinds of opportunities for African Americans.
Atlanta native Raymond Gavins died May 22nd. He was 73 years old. Duke University lowered its flags to half staff in his honor.